It's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Until recently, guitarist Ryan Bingham's life had played out like a country song. Long hours on the road, playing small gigs in smoky bars. Then the unthinkable happened. He was discovered and hit the big time. As NPR's Daniel Hajek reports, despite his success, Bingham still sounds at home on the open road.
Ryan Bingham pulls out a rope, lights up a cigarette, and lassos a metal bull in his backyard.
This is a little trick. They call it the butterfly, and it's kind of a basis for a lot of the little rope tricks and things like that.
His house is nestled in a canyon that overlooks the Santa Monica mountain range. Out here, you'd never know you were up the road from Los Angeles. Bingham says he feels right at home.
Takes you back to the source of it every now and then.
He's from Hobbs, New Mexico, a little desert town along the border of West Texas.
Out in that part of the world, you had to find ways of entertaining yourself.
This is one of them.
This is one of them, you know. Oh, you sometimes get it to go there.
He says roping brings back memories of the rodeo. Bingham grew up riding bulls.
You're in the middle of their back, and they're spinning and jumping, and then it's just blowing and going, and the dust is flying, and crowds yelling, and it's like driving down the highway 90 miles an hour and throwing the steering wheel out of the window.
I know I never stick around, never lose track of time. We're about a little old town, what I might have left behind.
He and his friends would pile in a truck and travel all over Texas, driving along country highways from one rodeo to another.
Just that experience of being young and out on the road and really free in the wind, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Bingham says every chance he got, he'd pack up and head out into the middle of nowhere.
My parents were severe alcoholics, and when I was about 17 years old, I finally left home, and it wasn't really necessarily a choice that I made. Like, it was basically my parents were gone.
So his rodeo buddies became family, and during those long road trips, he kept a guitar in the back seat of his truck, taking it with him whenever they'd stop in at roadhouses and run-down bars.
A lot of these little bars we went to were not necessarily places where people went to listen to music. They were places where people went to get drunk and fight.
But Bingham started making a name for himself and eventually wrangled up his own band.
I remember we went to this, it was a bar inside of a motel, and this was like a really, really rundown motel, and they had mice races. And on the marquee, I remember it said out front, it said, Ryan Bingham in mice races, you know, Wednesday night. And it was the strangest thing I think I've ever seen in my life, you know.
Well, and I'm gonna head down to South Louisiana with a guitar on my back. Cornbread and a gunny sack. Maybe I'm gonna say I'm gonna cut me some slack.
My drummer and I, we had this old Suburban we called Blue Thunder. And we just lived out of that Suburban, and pretty much just starving to death. And we'd play coffee shops and diners and hustle up enough gas money to get to the next town.
'Cause I need a little money to save.
Bingham saved up enough money to get to Los Angeles, where he played a little bar near Hollywood. A film agent happened to be in the crowd that night, and after hearing Bingham's set, wanted to help him out.
I had a couple of homemade demo CDs with some songs on it, and he just started handing them out to people he knew, and he was the guy that sent my music to Scott Cooper,
the actor and director.
I listened to that music, and I said to myself, my God, this guy has an incredible voice. I said, sounds like Ryan might be the perfect guy.
The perfect guy to make a song for Cooper's new film called Crazy Heart, the story of Bad Blake, an aging songwriter fading from country music.
What's your real name?
In this scene, Gene Craddock, a reporter played by Maggie Gyllenhaal, interviews Jeff Bridges as Bad Blake.
I'm Bad Blake. Wasn't born bad. When I die, my tombstone will have my real name on it. Until then, I'm just gonna stay bad.
It's an awful long time for people to have to wait to find out.
Maybe, maybe not.
Cooper asked Bingham if he'd be interested in writing something.
And I think at that time, Ryan maybe was living in his truck. I give him the script, and he goes off, and the next day he calls me and he says, I think I have something that might interest you.
Cooper invited him over to meet T-Bone Burnett, the Grammy Award-winning record producer. he told him to bring his guitar.
He said, come on in. He said, show us what you got.
So he picked up his guitar and began to strum his song.
It immediately finds a place in your soul. And that was just with Ryan strumming the intro. And then once he started singing, his voice is so rich and whiskey-soaked that you can't even believe it's coming out of this young guy. T-Bone was just shaking his head, and he was like, geez, that's incredible.
Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind.
That song, titled The Weary Kind, became the theme from Crazy Heart. And that year, it was nominated for Best Original Song at the 2009 Academy Awards.
And the winners are Ryan Bingham and T-Bone Burnett, The Weary Kind of Crazy Heart.
No place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try.
Suddenly, Bingham was traveling across the country on press tours and interviews, selling out venues and playing on late-night TV shows. But while he was in the spotlight, he was dealing with a tragedy in his own life.
At the start of it, my father had committed suicide. And so even though everything was such a wonderful time and I felt really honored about it, there was still something very big in my life that was going on that was very hard not to think about. It was probably one of the best and worst times of my whole life, you know.
This ain't no place for the weary kind.
His Oscar isn't in a glass case or anywhere on display. It just stands on the floor in the corner of his bedroom.
It's still as heavy as it was when I first held it. Brings back a lot of feelings, that's for sure. It's still kind of hard for me to wrap my head around a lot of that, how, you know, all that stuff that happened. It's still pretty surreal to me. It seems like I've always kind of been waiting for it to kind of sit in, but it never really has.
Since his Oscar, he's released two albums. He'll start recording a new one next month. And on Monday, he'll join Willie Nelson on stage at Austin City Limits. Ryan Bingham's days of riding bulls and living in his truck may be part of his past, but this 32-year-old songwriter still has a lot to sing about.
Yeah, you know, there's some things that you can't muscle your way through some things in life. Some things you just have to keep your head on your shoulders, and you just got to dance with it as you go.
Daniel Hajek, NPR News.
You're falling fast. You're a rock hitting glass. Running from your shattered past.
Finally, as the year ends, we want to bid a very fond farewell to someone who's been an indispensable support to this program, Key Molesky. Key is our reference librarian. I don't want to sound like a fogey, but ever since Google became a verb, I don't think most people appreciate the power of a skilled librarian. In fact, an easy way to understand is to try to imagine finding out anything without an internet search. If the web went down right now, librarians would be just about the only people who would know how to find out anything. And believe it or not, Google searches just don't cover everything. That's why a real librarian, someone who knows how to find real facts, is so valuable. That's one of the reasons you hear stories and reporting on NPR you can't find anywhere else, why you're listening to me and not just getting all your news from your computer. During the years I was away from NPR, there was a lot I missed about this place. But what I missed most, and most often, were the reference librarians. I can't begin to tell you what it means to a journalist to be able to pick up the phone and call someone like Key. She's made us sound better and smarter. There is one positive aspect to this for us, but it's a very petty one. From now on, whenever I make a mistake, mispronounce something, anything like that, I've got an easy dodge. It's because Key Molesky is gone. And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Arun Roth. We'll be back next weekend. Until then, Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful and safe new year.